You know our slogan around here is better practice, better life. But we're taking this belief to the next level. And we've recently announced the creation of a new association. It's called the Best Practices Association. Our association celebrates the mindset that is better practice, better life. This mindset celebrates time, healthy living, personal growth, clinical excellence, and impacting the lives of your patients and your team through intentional leadership. In fact, we are the work-life balance experts in dentistry. The BPA will coach independent dental practices like yours to thrive by sharing best practices and operational habits, behaviors, systems, tools, and insight that lead to profitability and sustained growth, and you can still have a life. So if you're a dentist that wants to surround yourself with great thinkers, let us help you create your own version of better practice, better life. Go to actdental.com/BPA or hit the link in the show notes.
Hi, this is Kevin Henry, and you're watching the Best Practices Show. Hey guys, thank you for watching the Best Practices Show, where we take a look at the best business practices from the best dental practices all over the world. And I got a crazy special treat for you, one of our good friends, Kevin Henry from Ignite DA. You do not want to miss this. He is going to help us unleash the hidden power of one of the most important roles. They're all important, but this one is a key one, the dental assistant in the office. And so going to be some great, great stuff. So a couple show notes. We are shooting this live on Facebook. So as you're watching it, if you have questions, add them to the feed and I'll dish them to Kevin right while we have him on, and we'll get him to answer them directly. Also, if you're watching the show later on, add the questions to the feed and you'll see Kevin will go back to you, because we want you to get the most out of this while you're spending time with us. And again, I'm just so crazy grateful for all the shares, all the suggestions for shows, up over 39,000 followers on Facebook, and over 150,000 of you have visited us on iTunes. And just all I can say is thank you. So my guest today, who's been a good friend of the ACT community, came to us a while back, and you and I have known each other for a while. You've had your hands in a lot of things, always influential. I see it almost every single meeting. You know, Dana's been on, you've been on, and Kevin, you're just a great resource in dentistry, one of the good guys out there. And I know a lot of people do know you. Like, I just had Roy Shelburne, and he's like, oh, I love Kevin. Everybody loves Kevin, right? Now you were so gracious. You're at the ADOM meeting in San Antonio. You're breaking away just to share some time with us. And if somebody's watching this and they don't know who Kevin Henry is, give us a little perspective on who you are and what you do.
Hey, and first of all, seriously, thank you for having me on. You know, I love hanging out with you. In fact, I think the last time I saw you was right here in San Antonio during the TDA meeting. So, you know, it's good to be back here again. Yeah. My name's Kevin Henry. I served 13 years as the managing editor for Dental Economics, 3 years as the group editorial director for Dental Products Report, been speaking to dental assistants around the country for the last decade, and decided a couple of years ago that was really my passion, was to reach dental assistants, to remind them of the important role that they play in practices and their patients' lives every day. So 2 years ago, formed Ignite DA with my good friend, Dr. David Rice, who does Ignite DDS. And together, we're hoping to change the industry and bring dental assistants and dentists together in a way that they never have before. So that's kind of the mantra. And like I said, thrilled to be here and thrilled to talk dental assistants with you, my friend.
Yeah, and this is a topic that's near and dear to both of our hearts, because I'm just going to say this: dental assistants don't often get the credibility, or, you know, sometimes the glory goes to the other roles in the practice at times, but they're all the roles are important. They all are. And the the training and the context and the value that you guys have been providing to assistants, especially the ones in the app community, because you've been doing those trainings for us. It is amazing when the fire gets lit back there. So let's talk about, first of all, before we get into the how, I always love to talk about the why. Why is it so important to unleash the hidden power of a great dental assistant in your office?
Well, and I think you hit it a minute ago, is that there's so many roles in the practice and there's so many things that every person in the practice does to make that practice a better business and to make it a better resource for their patients. And I think that having a dental assistant who is really engaged, who knows that he or she plays a big role, to understand the role they play and where they really fit in. They're not the bottom rung of the ladder, the low man on the totem pole. You know, they bring in significant revenue. They have significant patient trust. There's so many things that they do. And there's over 300,000 dental assistants in the United States today. They are by far your biggest dental professional who's out there. So, you know, we felt that it was time to remind them of this role. And, you know, people like you, and there's so many people out there who say, you're right. You know, a positive dental assistant, one who's engaged, one who believes in what he or she does every day, makes a difference in the practice. And really, that's just what that we're out there doing, is reminding dentists and assistants both of that.
Right. And I always, you know, this is true for every role, but sometimes, you know, if you're an assistant watching this, you might say, well, Kevin, it's easy for you to say, but I would say this to you. If you're an assistant and you get really good at what you do, you go to Kevin's courses, you become one of the most incredible resources out there, and dentists will die for an amazing assistant or amazing, you know, office manager, front or hygienist. And so I think the key here is not to, you know, say that the circumstances are given to you. This is the opportunity. And what we're going to be talking about, Kevin, is how an assistant can create the path for themselves so that they're adding value to the practice and the patient in a way that they look up and go, this is a great practice. I provide a lot of value here. I feel good about what I do, right?
Yeah. You know, and like I mentioned, with 300,000 plus assistants out there, how do you stand out as a dental assistant? What makes you different than maybe the other assistant in your practice, or the one down the street, or the one that you may meet at a Texas meeting or a Chicago Midwinter? You know, that's what I always try to find out, is what is it that separates you? What makes you special? And a lot of times those aren't God-given abilities. Those are things that you work, you go to classes, you go to assist you with ACT Dental. You know, you do all these things to make yourself a great dental assistant. Now, certainly the empathy is there, the sympathy for your patients, the love that so many assistants have in their heart, but the clinical skills, my goodness, that's going to take work and effort on your part. And those are the things that, you're right, any dentist is going to kill for a clinical assistant who not only is passionate about what he or she does, but is also good at it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So where do we start in this journey when we start to talk about the unleashing the hidden power?
Well, you know, it's funny. I always talk to assistants, and I always tell them, I say, what is that one thing that you look at the schedule every day and you say, this is the best part of the day? And it can't be 5 o'clock, okay? And it can't be your lunch break, you know? But what is it? What is that one patient who comes in that really gets you excited? You know, and for some patients, or for some assistants, I should say, it's endo, or it's ortho, or kids. I know so many assistants who love oral surgery. My goodness, they love the blood and the guts of it all. Mm-hmm. But I always tell those assistants, find that thing that you're most passionate about, and then talk to your doctor. Talk to other people on the team and say, this is the part of the day that's the best for me, and this is the part of the day that I really want to become the best that I can be at. And maybe focus on that one thing. You know, take oral surgery courses. Learn what you can online. Read the articles. Talk to your sales rep when he or she comes into the practice. You know, find that one thing that you're passionate about. Become the best at that you can be. And then I think a lot of other things, you know, when the tide rises, all boats rise. You know, it's that thing. And I really think that they can be that whenever you find that one thing that you're passionate about and you start telling people why you're passionate about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you can give more life to it. Also, too, you know, one of the things, you got to make time to talk to the doctor. And that's a big challenge in itself, isn't it, for assistants? It is.
You know, you're right. And so many times assistants come to me and they say, oh, I could never talk to my doctor about this. And I'm like, does he or she have three heads, or what's the problem here? You know, you've got to make that time to share your passions, because the worst thing that can always happen is that anybody in the practice thinks the other person is there just punching the clock and could care less and just wants to go home.
Right.
They want to know your passions. They want to know your strengths. They want to know your hopes, you know, and I'd be crazy to think that every assistant is going to be an assistant the rest of his or her life. Some want to go to hygiene school. Some want to move up to the front desk. Some want to become the office administrator. Talk about those passions, and that helps you along that path of where you want to be. I think it's really important for any of us to go, you know, 6 months from now, I'd love to be here. A year from now, I'd love to be here. That helps you with those mile markers, find that path and draw that map on how you're going to get there.
Right. Yeah. And a big thing that you teach at Ignite DA and things that, you know, dentists by nature can be control freaks. They like to do everything and they can overfunction, which forces the assistant to underfunction at sometimes. But one of my favorite phrases is you can't grow until you let go. And there's things that you can teach other people to do and they're dying to do this. And when they get really good at it, it frees up one of your most important, you know, things, which is called time. Talk about that.
Like, yeah. You know, that's just it, is that if you're going to run your practice like a business, which hopefully you are, and you consider your practice a business, then every employee of that business has to be empowered and enabled to do as much as he or she can to put into the bottom line. And that includes knowing your state's laws, because every state has different laws for assistance. What is the scope of responsibility for your assistant, and what can he or she do in one operatory while you're working in another one?
Right.
Because it's really, you know, Kirk, you know, it's business 101. The highest paid employee of the business is the dentist. He or she should be doing the most to bring in the most revenue.
Right.
Pass some of those things off to your assistant where you can legally, of course, but pass some of those things off. Let him or her bring in that revenue while you've moved on to another case or you're starting something else.
Yeah, I don't know who said it to me. It's probably 20 years ago. One way to say the same thing you just said is you have to limit the scope to what only the dentist can do legally. Now, if you can figure out what that is, and you just said that, but instead of like dishing it, just figure out what you can only do in the office and no one else can do, and you put most of your energy in that. That's where you can figure out where other people can contribute. Now, with EFTA, with expanded functions, how many states? Can you give us some perspective on the, all 50 states?
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that, because every state is different. And, right. And I'll be honest, right off the top of my head, I can't tell you how many are EFTA, how many aren't. But I know a great resource, and certainly I encourage everybody, go to Dental Assisting National Board, danby.org. Mm-hmm. And they have something very easy on there called Meet State Requirements. You click on there, every state, a PDF pops up, can tell you what the assistant can legally do in that state, as well as what qualifications that he or she could earn. You know, CDA, RDA, EFTA. You know, so I think it's really amazing the world of possibilities that are out there. And I talk about this all the time at the lectures, and the dental assistant's eyes kind of open up and like, oh, I could pursue this in my state. You know, they start looking on their phone and realizing the opportunities that are out there, and dentists are doing that as well, which, again, that's a cool thing.
Yeah, it's very cool. What are some other things? Let's say I'm a young dentist, Kevin, and I'm watching this. I'm like 30 or 31, 32. What do I need to know about what this amazing assistant can do, and how can I unleash those powers?
Absolutely. You know, I think the biggest thing is that communication that we talked about. Find out what it is that he or she is passionate about, and then provide that support. Mm-hmm. Provide that emotional and financial support to get that assistant to the level where he or she wants to be. Now, I know some dentists are listening to this and go, they're just going to leave my practice. They're just, mm-hmm. you know, and I get the hesitation. But at the same time, whenever you're investing in your employees and you're investing in what they can do in the bottom line, I promise you it's going to make a world of difference. Mm-hmm. You know, my friend Tia Hunter, who's here, and she is one of the best dental assistants I know, one of the biggest advocates out there for assistants. She has been the one who has ultimately pushed her doctor into getting CEREC, into her getting her doctor the technology and actually advancing his career. But it took that dentist putting his trust in Tia and saying, you know what? I believe in you. I believe in your vision for this business just as much as mine. How do we grow this together? And I really think that that's important. And they've been together almost a quarter of a century now. But again, they grew up together. They learned how to trust each other. And I think that's so important. Communication and trust. If you've got those two things, you've got a great base for a relationship.
Absolutely. And you also want to, you know, that's the foundation, and then helping the assistant grow, because You and I have talked about this. So many times dentists look at this, well, it's a cost. It's a cost. It's a cost. I like the word investment because it's a little bit of a mind shift. When you send your team members to Scottsdale or wherever for more training digitally or whatever it may be, so you can't think about, well, it's a cost. Like, you're going to develop this person so they become more valuable to the practice and they can communicate knowledgeably. You know, there are dentists out there that get this and there are dentists that don't. Is that what you see?
You know, and I'll be perfectly honest, there are assistants out there who get it and those who don't too. You know, trust right. me, as much as I love my assistants, I know not all of them are the polished apples that they should be, you know. But I think another thing that's really important for dentists to be able to do is whenever you're going to some of these meetings, like you were just talking about, encourage your assistant to do that fact finding on his or her own. Learn, go up to booths, talk about new products. And then manufacturers, if you're listening, you know, I know a lot of you look at the color of the badge and go, well, why don't you bring your doctor back? Mm-hmm. You know, and I think it's so important for you to understand that these assistants often, if they don't have the purchasing power in the practice, they sure have persuasion power and they can dentists about bringing something in.
Yeah, absolutely. Now tell us a little about verbal skills. That's one of my favorite topics to talk about with assistants. That's a huge opportunity. It's because we often tend to focus on clinical skills, but verbal skills are an incredible opportunity in dental assisting, right?
You know, you're absolutely right. And so often, and I've seen it firsthand, you know, the dentist can come in and give the most polished case presentation he or she ever has about why Mrs. Jones needs a crown and how important it is. And then the dentist walks out of the room and that patient will turn to the assistant and say, what do you think? Mm-hmm. And at that moment, you're exactly right. Those verbal skills have to come in. You've got to be able to say, absolutely, Dr. Smith has your best interest in mind. You've got to be that backup. And dentists, so often, your assistant is so vital in that case presentation. So yes, if the verbal skills aren't where they should be, that's training that needs to happen for your assistant, because a lot of times they can close so many cases for you and you may not even realize it.
Yeah. I always love to ask, no one can ever predict the future, but when you look at the future of dentistry with all that's happening in digital, you know, all the things, where do you think dental assisting is going to go? Because I see it limitless. I mean, there's so many opportunities here. What do you think the future is going to look like?
You know, it's a really good question. You know, I remember being at the IDS meeting in Cologne, Germany a couple of years ago, and it's like the Detroit Auto Show. You see things that are coming 5 or 10 years down the road. Yeah. And I remember GC America had crown and bridge material set aside specifically for 3D printing. And that was what was coming. And I went back and I said, okay, where can dental assistants, can they do this? And in honesty, not a lot of states so far have tackled where 3D printing is going to fit in with what dental assistants do. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to encourage dentists, you know, if you have a say in your state board, look at technology and look at where it's going and give the opportunity for those assistants to do 3D printing, to do more CAD/CAM, whatever it might be, because, you know, Kirk, I believe technology is really going to take things over. And unless our state laws keep up with that, and unless you're able to say, assistants with this new technology can do this, it's really going to not only limit what assistants can do, but also a lot of production possibilities for the practice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's a limitless opportunity. I mean, there's just so much out there.
I agree with you. And I think that, you know, the only thing that's really going to define it is what legally can be done in each state. And if it's something that the laws can stay progressive, you know, and assistants can keep moving forward and dental practices can do more things to help their patients. Where's the problem in any of that?
Yeah. And we always joke about this, the banter, and Howard Ferrand was on, you know, dentists are often limited by that whole word legal, you know what I mean? But do you know any dental assistants that have been arrested for talking too much dentistry with the patients at all?
I haven't met any, let's put it that way. No.
Yeah. Howard said this, I don't think there's been a dental assistant or a dentist that's been arrested in the history of the United States for talking too much dentistry, you know?
And it goes back to those verbal skills, and it goes back to the confidence that you have in saying you need the crown, here's why, showing the technology that shows that crack, you know, just little things like that, that every assistant needs to master really at some point in their career.
Yeah. And again, if I'm a young dentist, we've talked about communication, the legal limits, all that stuff, learning. Give me some perspective of what you see from great restorative dentists on the anesthesia front and maybe photography front. Like, are you seeing a lot of assistants rolling up their sleeves on that? Photography, obviously. But, you know, give us some perspective on that.
Yeah, you know, I think that, and sorry, I phased out just for a minute there, but technology, I believe, is what you're asking me about. Yeah. And you're right. Digital photography is such an important part of things. CAD/CAM. And again, I always tell the assistants, are you talking to the sales reps who come into your practice? Are you talking to them about what technology is available, courses that you can take, ways that you can learn? I think so often that there's two things wrong usually with sales reps. Number one, they don't talk to the assistants as much as they should. And secondly, the assistants don't talk to the sales reps as much as they should. I think they could learn a lot from each other. But absolutely, there's so many possibilities available with technology, what's coming. You know, and something as simple and is in every practice, as you mentioned, is digital photography. How can you get better at that? You know, all of us know we're really good at one thing and maybe not so good in another. Mm-hmm. So we talked about earlier focusing on that one thing, getting great at it, but we also know what our weaknesses are. And sometimes as humans, it's hard for us to admit that. Mm-hmm. But assistants, how can you find a ways to get better at your weakness? If it's taking impressions, if it's taking photos, if it's turning a room around, whatever it might be, what opportunities are out there for you to get better at a weakness as much as a strength?
Yeah, and you got to pick and choose your battles. There are times where I've said to a young dentist, give me the camera, and I'll pull the camera, I'll take it away to the assistant and say, you know, to the assistant, don't ever give it back. Now I know, here's one thing I know. If she loves it, it's going to be done better than he will. Or, you know, I'm using generalities here. I also know that the card is not going to stay in the camera somewhere in a closet. You know, it's going to happen for every single patient. And, you know, you've ultimately transformed your own life, but you've also transformed the assistant's life. Now that assistant is more a part of changing people's lives. It adds more value to their, right? And I know that the quality of the photos will be better long term. And in the end, you freed up probably hundreds of hours, if not months of your life, by letting somebody else take that responsibility at the finish line.
You know, and I know you had our good friend Rita Zamora on not long ago talking about social media, you know, and this is another thing that I think assistants are so underutilized at. You know, so many practices are using Instagram now or using social media. You know, obviously after you have those patient forms signed and release forms and everything else, how are your assistants taking those happy photos afterwards of your patients, you know, and putting them up? You know, little things like that as well. Those are where assistants can make a huge difference.
Yeah, it's awesome, buddy. Well, I'm so grateful. Now, I do want you to talk about Ignite because it's tremendous what you guys are doing. You're doing events all over the country. You've regionalized these things. You guys started with IgniteDA.net and DDS, and it's been growing. I mean, everybody comes back from these things. They love them. Tell us about that. What is it? What do you do, and how does it work?
Absolutely. You know, we try to do an online community because we do road shows around the country where we bring dentists and assistants together, not only for empowerment, but also clinical learning and hands-on. But a lot of what we do is online because we know we're never going to reach every assistant who's out there. So there's on-demand webinars, completely free. Everything that we do at Ignite is completely free, thanks to a lot of our great sponsors who underwrite what we do. We encourage you, come on to IgniteDA.net. It's a place where you can learn, a place where you can connect with other assistants. And we really try to focus on not just clinical skills, but also we'll talk money. We're going to talk empowerment. We're going to talk getting along with each other, not wanting to pull your hair out at the end of the day. You know, the life skills that you need to succeed in assisting as well.
Awesome, buddy. Well, check it out. And so it's IgniteDA.net. You'll see Kevin on there and all the other things that they do. It's just an awesome, awesome resource. So, buddy, I'm just so grateful for you carving out some time to spend with us. Thank you.
Well, and same goes. And again, thanks for letting me be part of the ACT community, because I'll tell you, you guys are doing amazing things. And I'm so happy to see lives being changed. So thanks for that.
Hey, it's our pleasure. So stick around while we say goodbye to everybody else. So thank you guys for watching today. If you enjoyed today, which I hope you did, just do us a favor and hit the share button. Keep sending us suggestions for things that you want to see, not only from Kevin, but from other people, and we'll line them up. And until we see you next time, keep watching the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy the rest of your day.